This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. And coming up, more of our theme today, which is the countdown. Yep, we're making the whole show about late February 1958. We've got the biggest hits on the radio airplay charts and a bunch of extras, too. So let's get right back into it. At number 7 is Jimmy Rogers.
Uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. Uh-oh. Time I've been too timed, many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night. I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Oh, oh, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes, she had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her, I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted, I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got in the slam. I'm, uh-oh, I'm a ring-a-ding daddy. Rocking a cradle at nighttime. Living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life. And when I kiss her good morning, I say, oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
Oh, oh.
One of the hottest new artists on the music scene is Jimmy Rogers. The 24-year-old from Camas, Washington, has his third straight top 10 and his third million seller. And number 7 this weekend in 1958, uh-oh, I'm falling in love again. That was at its peak on the pop radio chart this week, and it would top out at number 5 on the country survey. Well, let's keep this countdown going. We're sailing at number 6 with Billy Vaughn.
Thank you.
38-year-old Billy Vaughn out of Glasgow, Kentucky, along with his orchestra on Sail Along, Silvery Moon. That was first a hit for Bing Crosby in 1937, and Vaughn's instrumental version was at number 6 this week. In 1958, it would top out one position higher. Today's stroll down memory lane has indeed taken us back 68 years, when the average American income is about $5,100 a year. But unemployment right now is at 6.4% and rising. It would reach 7.5% by July before falling. And with relatives and neighbors out of work and reports of new layoffs on the front pages, confidence in the economy's health was ebbing, and people are reluctant to buy and invest. The Eisenhower administration saw no reason to abandon its long-standing position of eased credit, stepped up defense spending and underlying economic strengths, which they think will perk up the economy by mid-year. And also, drastic recovery programs might fuel a new spiral of inflation. The president gave a reassuring statement along the lines of, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself," plus a token public works program. Meanwhile, Vice President Nixon and many other speakers at GOP gatherings across the country last week joined in a Republican counterattack against the Democratic drive to wring political prosperity out of economic recession. All week long, the Dems kept up their offensive. And on Capitol Hill, Majority Leader Lyndon Johnson outlined a 10-point anti-recession program. It called for more and faster federal spending for just about every variety of public works. And that's what was going on economically here in the USA in 1958. Well, no recession of hits for Perry Como. He's still turning them out. Here's record number 5.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
The way that we cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Number 5 this weekend in 1958, Magic Moments by Perry Como, accompanied by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. Now that was a flip side hit of a million-selling record. We'll hear the A side a little bit later. But a couple of interesting notes about this song that could have been lost in music history had the DJs not turned the record over. Magic Moments became Perry Como's biggest hit ever in the United Kingdom. It spent 8 weeks at number 1. And it also gave a significant boost to the songwriting team of Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Early in 57, the two had met at the Brill Building in New York City. And they finally got traction with a song called The Story of My Life, which was a hit for Marty Robbins. And then soon after that came Magic Moments. And the duo had many more magic moments over the next 20 years. Well, today our entire show is dedicated to the music of late February 1958, something I like to do every now and then. And one of the new studio albums out there is by Andre Previn. Actually, it's Andre Previn and his pals, Shelly Mann and Red Mitchell, as they play the songs from the musical Pal Joey. That was really an interesting choice because most of the songs weren't that memorable. There were two that became standards, and one of them is I Could Write a Book. I Could Write a Book. That's Andre Previn, along with Red Mitchell on bass and Shelly Mann drums. And it's from the album Modern Jazz Performances of Songs from Pal Joey. I was in the record stores here in late February 1958, and we're listening to The Memory. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we ventured back 68 years to February 1958. And some odds and ends. On January 8th, 14-year-old Bobby Fischer wins the United States Chess Championship. He's the youngest American title holder ever. Well, if you're on the beaches of the Southeast, be on the lookout for a bomb. A Mark 15 hydrogen bomb is lost in the waters off Savannah, Georgia. To the gossip pages, Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fischer welcome their second child, a son named Todd. Newly married, Giselle McKenzie, the 31-year-old songstress, the voice of Canada, tied the knot with 44-year-old Robert Shuttleworth, a one-time band leader who gave Giselle her first singing job. He's been her manager ever since. Her first wedding, his second. And actress Paulette Goddard has taken her fourth husband. It's the German novelist Erich Maria Remarque, writer of All Quiet on the Western Front. He's 59, she's 42. The longest-running team in show business is gently applying the brakes. After 36 years as the better half of Burns and Allen, the 53-year-old Gracie announced that she'll retire in May. She says, I'm going to sleep for 6 months, I'm going to invite people to dinner and visit my grandchildren, and I'm going to clean out the bureau drawers. Husband George says he'll continue entertaining. And from the Strange File, police say they think they finally put the stopper on the case of the popping bottles in Seaford, New York. About 3 weeks ago, the James Herman family began having bottles, jars, and other containers flipping their lids in their Long Island home. Tops were popping for no apparent reason. Some thought there might be a poltergeist. They even named the spirit Popper. Their priest came in and sprinkled holy water. But then they got a call from Helen Connolly, who said she had a similar experience last April. A building inspector told her that there was a downdraft in her chimney that swept hot gases into the house. This made the dishes jump and the furniture jiggle. This past week, the Hermans had a ventilator installed in their chimney, and they hope it works. If nothing else, maybe it'll scare the ghost away. But you know, if you were a ghost, why would you hang out in Long Island in February? How about someplace sunnier and warmer like Santa Catalina with the Four Preps?
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awake. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. Water all around it, everywhere. Tropical trees and the salty air. But for me, the thing that's awaiting there, romance. It seems so distant, 26 miles away. Resting in the water serene, life worth for anyone, even the Navy, who would put me to my island dream. 26 miles so near yet far, I'd swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll need the guitar for romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
A tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on those island pearls.
40 kilometers in a leaky old boat, any old thing that'll stay afloat. When we arrive, we'll all promote romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance.
The Hollywood, California quartet of Bruce Beland, Ed Cobb, Marv Ingram, and Glenn Larson, the Four Preps. And they're at number four this week in 1958 with 26 miles, or Santa Catalina. They'd climb up to number two, but stall there for 3 weeks. It would be the group's first gold record. Well, from Southern California, we head to Broadway. See what's playing on stage this weekend. There's the comedy Romanoff and Juliet with Peter Ustinov. Time Remembered has Richard Burton, Helen Hayes, and Susan Strasberg. For drama, Mary Yore stars in Look Back in Anger, and Look Homeward, Angel, with Hugh Griffith, Anthony Perkins, and Joe Van Fleet. Sunrise at Campobello has Ralph Bellamy and Mary Fickett. The Dark at the Top of the Stairs with Eileen Heckert, Pat Hingle, and Teresa Wright. Laurence Olivier stars in The Entertainer. The Rope Dancers features Art Carney, Siobhan McKenna, Joan Blondell, and Ted Beichel. And Anne Bancroft makes her debut, joining Henry Fonda in Two for the Seesaw. And the musicals, Lena Horne's Broadway debut in Jamaica. Tony Randall stars in O Captain, a modern-day Romeo and Juliet musical, West Side Story, with Larry Kurt and Carol Lawrence. And back to the 19-teens with Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, starring Robert Preston and Barbara Cook.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you.
That's Barbara Cook and Robert Preston, Till There Was You, from The Music Man, playing on Broadway this weekend in 1958. Well, we have time. Why don't we catch another show? How about O Captain? I mentioned that Tony Randall had the title role in that one. The songs were done by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, and it featured one of the most famous scenes in Broadway history, an extended dance sequence between Randall and prima ballerina Alexandra Danilova. Well, also in the cast was Abby Lane, but because of her recording contract, she couldn't appear on the original cast album of the show. But she did record a couple of those songs for a solo album. Here's one of them.
We're not children at the start of life. We're not children, just a part of life. Take it as it comes, gather all the plums, don't be afraid. Sparkling wine of sensuality is here to warm us up. Why take just a sip? Why don't we drain the cup? Let me hold you. Let me show you what your lips are for. Just remember, we're not children anymore. We're It's not wrong to love, we're not children. We belong to love, why should we resist? Think of all we've missed, don't be afraid. There's a moment when the flame of love has gone beyond control. When that moment comes, you know in your heart and soul. We can't fight it. Paradise is knocking at our door. Just remember, we're not children anymore. Just remember, we're not children anymore. Just remember, we're not children anymore.
Twenty-five-year-old Brooklyn native Abby Lane is playing on Broadway in the musical Oh Captain, and that's one of the songs, We're Not Children. Part of the sounds of late February 1958, which we're enjoying today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're back in February of 1958, and now it's time for sports. Get your arm loose because it's baseball spring training time. Good news for the Braves, Hank Aaron will not hold out. The National League MVP gets a new deal this weekend. Ted Williams is signed with the Red Sox for $135,000, making him the highest paid player in Major League history. Stan Musial signs with the Cards for a National League record $100,000. And the baseball world was stunned and saddened in January. Dodgers catcher Roy Campanella was involved in an automobile accident. He's paralyzed from the shoulders down and there's very little muscle function. About a week after that tragedy in the soccer world, on February 6, seven members of the Manchester United football team were among the 21 people killed in an air crash in West Germany. The team was on a return flight from a European Cup game in Yugoslavia. 23 people did survive. Well, the games do go on, and in the NHL, Montreal is running away with the regular season. Dickie Moore scored 84 points, and Henri Richard had 80. And between the pipes for the Canadiens, Jacques Plante. Montreal would meet Boston in a rematch for the Stanley Cup, with the Canadiens winning in six. NBA, the Celtics and St. Louis Hawks are division leaders, and the Hawks would win the title in six games. The Celtics were crippled when Bill Russell severely sprained his ankle in Game 3. But Bob Pettit was the star of the finals. In Game 6, he scored 50 points. College basketball's top scorer is Oscar Robertson of Cincinnati, averaging 35 a game. Another super sophomore is Jerry West out of West Virginia. But it would be Kentucky winning the national title over Seattle and their star Elgin Baylor. Xavier would win the NIT, upsetting Dayton in overtime. And in boxing, Floyd Patterson is the heavyweight champion. Archie Moore has the light heavyweight belt. The welterweight has been vacated by Carmen Basilio. He gave it up to fight Ray Robinson back in September. That's a rundown on sports this weekend, 1958. And back to the countdown, we're at number three, and once again, Perry Como.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might,
It's easy to forget them without trying. We're just a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Record number 3 on the radio chart this week in 1958, Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como, with the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. On its way to number 1, his fourth chart topper of all time. And another gold record for the 45-year-old Pennsylvania native.
A calico cake is such fun to make, and so easy with our Betty Crocker marble cake mix. Just mix the yellow part of our marble cake mix batter as usual. Then add the chocolate marbling mixture that comes right in the package to 1 cup of the batter. To the 2nd cup of batter, add 1/4 teaspoon of mint flavoring and a few drops of red food coloring. Then spoon the batter alternately into 2 8-inch cake pans and cut through the batter with a knife several times for the calico effect. Bake as directed on the package. And this delicious calico cake is just one of the perfect ways to serve our Betty Crocker marble cake. Because we guarantee a perfect cake, homemade perfect. Cake after cake after cake.
Thank you, Betty. Actually, that was Adelaide Hawley. She portrayed Betty Crocker on radio and television from the late 40s to the mid-60s. Well, here in our spotlight year of 1958, let's give you a bonus record. Just released here in late February, this is Don Gibson. Oh, Lonesome Me.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z.
From Shelby, North Carolina, that's 29-year-old Don Gibson. And he's about to become a star thanks to the country crossover hit, Oh Lonesome Me. The producer on that record was Chet Atkins. He would make it to number 7 on the pop chart and top the country survey for 8 weeks.
Did you get a new electric razor for Christmas? And do you find it difficult to get a really close shave with it? Well, now, don't blame your electric razor. Just do this. Tomorrow morning, before you use that new electric razor, just put some Williams Electric Shave on your face. Now, it's the before shave lotion that makes any electric razor give you a closer, closer, closer shave. Here's how it works. Williams Electric Shave instantly evaporates perspiration, ends razor drag, sets up your beard for a closer, longer-lasting shave. And Williams Electric Shave lubricates your skin for a smoother, more comfortable shave. So men, remember, for a shave that's razor blade close with any electric razor, use Williams Electric Shave, the before shave lotion. See the difference, feel the difference.
Bob Shepard, the pitch man for Williams Electric Shave. Well, let's jazz it up again here in February of 58. The latest from the Woody Herman Orchestra. It's called Woody Herman 58, subtitled Featuring the Preacher. And here it is.
Thank you.
That's The Preacher by Woody Herman from his album Woody Herman 58. Among the stars of this herd are his longtime trombonist Bill Harris, Danny Stiles on trumpet, Jay Migliori on tenor sax, and of course, the leader on clarinet. That's the third herd from Woody Herman, with a new album in our Spotlight Year 1958. So what was number one this weekend? We'll find out next on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we walk it off, let me tell you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our list of affiliates, the show schedule, and of course, the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. You can follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. So drop me a line, let me know that you're listening. Certainly appreciate all your correspondence. Well, coming up, we have our number one record from this final weekend of February in 1958. But first, a bonus hit. Here's a track from an album that's debuting on the charts this week. In fact, it's the debut album for Dakota Staton. The LP is titled The Late Late Show. And here she sings, You Showed Me the Way.
You showed me the way when I was someone in distress. A heart in search of happiness. You showed me the way. My skies were so gray. I never knew I'd feel a thrill. I couldn't dream a dream until you showed me the way. The moment you found me, the shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. Showed me the way. And if I've learned that love can be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way.
Pittsburgh, 27-year-old Dakota Staton, You Showed Me the Way. That's off her very first LP, The Late Late Show, which debuted on the Billboard album chart this week. At number 20, it would reach number 4. And now we're up to the number one record from this weekend in 1958. And in the headlines 66 years ago, a group of Republican congressmen planned to go directly to President Eisenhower in their drive to dump Agriculture Secretary Ezra Benson to help save GOP seats in November elections. They say keeping Benson in office might cause the defeat of 10 to 25 House members. The group called Benson and told him it might not be his fault, but he was the symbol of low prices for farmers. Ike said no to the idea, and Benson kept his job. Military news, last week, top Navy men were pretty excited over a new weapons system that stands to reshape long-standing concepts of naval warfare. The plan combines the Swift deep-swimming nuclear submarine and the intermediate-range shipboard-type ballistic missile. It would allow the far-ranging nuclear subs, lying offshore at vital points around Europe and Asia, to launch thermonuclear missiles at any target within 1,500 miles of their position and be all but immune to counterattack. International news this weekend, Gamal Abdel Nasser assumed the supreme leadership of the United Arab Republic this weekend and told a cheering throng the union of Egypt and Syria was a mighty weapon in the Arab world. 500,000 people jammed into Cairo's Republic Square to hear him speak. And Indonesian warplanes Saturday bombed 3 rebel strongholds, knocking out their radio links with the outside world. In the second straight day of air attacks on the rival regime, central government planes hit 3 rebel-held cities. President Sukarno rejected rebel demands for a change in government and has ordered his forces to crush the rebels. And those are some of the news headlines this weekend in 1958. And at the top of the Billboard disc jockey chart this weekend, 3 sisters out of Middletown, Ohio, who became stars on The Arthur Godfrey Show. It's the McGuire sisters at number 1 with Sugar Time. Phyllis, Christine, and Dorothy McGuire, the McGuire sisters, number 1 this weekend in 1958 with Sugar Time, accompanied by the Neil Hefti Orchestra. It was the second million seller for the sisters and also their second number 1. It would stay atop the charts for 4 weeks, including this weekend in 1958. Well, that's it for this week's show, my friends. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.